FM.
Main menu.
A very warm welcome to ACB Radio's regular look at technology from a blindness perspective. This is Main Menu. Coming up on the program this week,
we are finally able to announce with some considerable pride the launch of BrailleNode Empower.
We hear from Jonathan Mosen, the blindness product marketing manager with Humanware, who this week are announcing the latest addition to the BrailleNode and VoiceNode family, the Empower. Don't forget, of course, that there'll be no Main Menu next week, as ACB Radio Mainstream will be given over to covering the 44th annual convention of the American Council of the Blind, live from the Riviera in Las Vegas. Programming begins on ACB Radio Interactive this Saturday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern. And then ACB Radio Mainstream begins coverage of the general business of the American Council of the Blind on Sunday evening local time. Programming starts around 6:30 Pacific time. That's 9:30 Eastern. So do tune in, and we look forward to your company next week in Las Vegas. Welcome back this week to the programme. A very familiar voice, that of Jonathan Mosen, the blindness product marketing manager with Humanware, the makers of the BrailleNode and VoiceNode family. Hello, Jonathan. Now, Hi, guys. Today have got a very, very big, a very special announcement. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, happy to do that. We are finally able to announce with some considerable pride the launch of BrailleNode Empower, and this product is available now. And BrailleNode Empower is the next generation of BrailleNode. It's an information management system that not only offers the Keysoft suite of products in the form that we've all come to know and love in terms of its efficiency and effective use, but adds a whole lot of new functionality, which I'll go into in some detail when we go into the demonstration. We're talking about considerably expanded storage on BrailleNode Empower. We have two USB host ports as well as a USB client port, a much faster processor, streaming media, including support for ACB radio,
woo!
SD card support, yes indeed, Bluetooth, and a whole bunch more. So it's a very exciting leap forward for us in the BrailleNode family.
Fantastic. Let's just talk a little bit about the name then, Empower. So that's it's lowercase M, capital P-O-W-E-R. And I guess that's really a play on the word empower, because the idea being that this product is going to empower people.
Yes, there's an internal joke that says that I called it this because it stands for Mosen Power, but actually not true. It stands for mobile power, and the idea here is that with this device, there is just so much you can do in a small package, and you can take this with you, and you've got access to all the information and entertainment that you could want. But yes, we called it Empower because it is such an empowering tool. One of the privileges that I have in this job is that I get to travel and meet a lot of very interesting people, and I see the way that the BrailleNode is being used in so many walks of life. Some people, for example, I've met are using BrailleNode to write really significant constitutional judgments for an entire nation. Others are using it to participate at a community level in their school boards. Others are students and somewhere in between. So it is a very empowering tool, and we were the first company to offer access to Microsoft Windows CE back in 2000, and since then have really been able to facilitate people being more productive and efficient on the job and in school and all sorts of things. So we called it Empower because it is an empowering kind of product.
Now, Jonathan, there's going to be people listening to this program who are going to be throwing their hands up in horror, saying, oh no, Humanware, not another product, please, not another product, because, you know, they've just lashed out thousands of dollars on a PC or on a BrailleNode recently. How's this new product going to empower them?
It is always tricky, isn't it, when you purchase something and something comes out the next day. I mean, we've all probably done it with cell phones and televisions and appliances, so you can never completely eliminate that. However, we are offering a very generous upgrade path to people who've purchased one of the other BrowNote family members, excluding the PK, which is still very much a product that's going to be developed into the future. So if you've purchased a BrowNote or VoiceNote B2 or QT in the last 3 months, then we urge you to contact us and we'll have a deal which I think is pretty competitive under the circumstances, because most companies just generally say, well, it's tough. But with a Blindness product, it is an important part of your life and we're trying to do the right thing by those people. It's also important for me to emphasize that if you can't upgrade immediately to BrowNote Empower and you've got a software maintenance agreement and you're worried about the prospect of having a product that is obsolete, that's absolutely not going to happen. We're going to continue to release software maintenance agreement updates for the other BrowNote family members, that is the existing BrowNote QT, BT, and VoiceNote QT and BT. So there will be some limitations in terms of what we can do. The hardware in the older products means that there are just some new features that we will add for BrowNote Empower that we can't add for the older version. But there will still be a lot of new things on the horizon. For example, upgrading of the calculator is an often requested feature. Various other enhancements that we're working on now will go in to the other BrowNote family members. But in terms of sales, BrowNote Empower is now replacing the BT and QT of both BrowNote and VoiceNote.
Okay, so let's just talk about the hardware at least initially. So for those people with an existing BrowNote, not the PK, of course, there is this upgrade path. Can you tell us specifically what's involved there?
Yeah, BrowNote Empower is a brand new product, and there's only one thing really that's not new with it, and that is the Braille display, because you've got a new look. It looks physically more attractive. The keys are a different color. The battery is different, a stronger milliampage on the battery. So everything else has changed except the Braille display. But the Braille display is a significant cost in these devices. And so from the 1st of October 2005, we're going to be offering what we call our transplant service. And the deal here is that existing BrowNote customers can send their BrowNote into us, and we will take the Braille display out of it and put it in a brand new BrowNote Empower. It's always been HumanWare's philosophy that we want to offer people a clear upgrade path. And this isn't an upgrade as such, because we're transplanting your Braille display into another machine. It is a way that you can leap forward to the next level. So we think that customers are going to like that.
People can buy the Empower and not be forced to repurchase the Braille display part of it, so that they're using their existing Braille display from their existing BrowNote, and that is transplanted into the new device.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
That's right. Okay, because I wanted to be absolutely clear that people understand this. And so in terms of people's data and planner and, you know, email and all that stuff that they've got on their existing BrailleNote, will there be a way for them to transfer that information into the new product easily?
We will do that as part of the transplant service. So you'll have a BrailleNote Empower back with your data on it.
There you go, folks. Okay, so let's talk about the software. The existing incarnation of Keysoft is 6.1, I think. So the Empower comes with 6.2, with all sorts of bells and whistles, which you describe in detail in the demonstration, which people are going to hear shortly. And I guess the question has to be, will Keysoft 6.2 be available for other products in the BrailleNote family?
What we're going to be doing, what we've started to work on now, is a Keysoft 6.3, because we've had an expansion process. Thanks to the success of the BrowNote product, we've been able to hire many more developers and verification engineers. And so people have noticed a lot of really phenomenal big projects in the last year. In the last year, we've brought out the BrowNote PK. We did Keysoft 6.1, which upgraded the entire operating system in existing BrowNotes, as well as offered a range of functionality, including wireless and improved web support. So all of those have been quite big tasks. What we'll do with Keysoft 6.3 probably later in the year, is kind of unify all of this so that we'll come out with a release that will run in various guises on all of the BrowNote family members. Because of hardware variations, as I say, there will be some things that certain products will do that other products won't. But there will be, for example, a 6.3P for the BrowNote PK and a 6.3M for the Empower, etc. So some of the benefits of 6.2, in fact, most of them are actually hardware specific to BrowNote Empower. Things like the streaming, the audio recorder, the Bluetooth support are all relating to the hardware. But we'll add a whole bunch of features to all of the family members probably later in the year.
That really, it won't be possible to kind of retrofit the streaming to other products in the range.
We're not anticipating being able to offer streaming at this point on the non-Empower BrowNotes.
Do you have any numbers for us, Jonathan, in terms of costs and that sort of thing? Because I guess people will want to know.
Yes, at this point, the BrowNote Empower will sell at the same price as the current or the previous BrowNote iterations. So that will vary from market to market. But for example, in the US, we're looking at about $6,200 for a 32-cell version. So given the huge amount of functionality that we've added, we're trying to keep the price at the same level.
Right, and it's available in the standard configurations of people already know, the Braille keyboard or a QWERTY keyboard and the various sizes of Braille display.
Right, we offer it in 18 and 32-cell Braille display versions. Now that we've built this, I mean, it's been so exciting because we make the hardware. We don't kind of retrofit anything. We make the hardware as well as the software. So when we sat down and thought about what do we want to put in the next generation of BrowNote, there are really exciting things that you can do as you start to think about building one of these. And so this first version of Keysoft for BrowNote Empower, when you see the amount of new functionality we've packed in, it's an example of what's coming. There are some really cool things about this hardware that we're not showing you in this current version of the software, just because we feel we've done enough to get it out there. But there are some really groovy things about this BrowNote Empower hardware that are going to blow people away in the near future.
Can people buy the BrowNote Empower today, or is it out at Christmas or next year sometime? When can people get it?
I think we've all in this industry done this. Yes, you can. I was quite adamant about this, that we wouldn't tell people about this product until we had it to ship, because I've heard the message loud and clear. You know what, we run our own lists and we get a lot of feedback from customers, and we got the message loud and clear. Okay, we like to know what's coming, but then when you tantalize us with a product, it's really frustrating that, you know, inevitably with these kinds of things you might experience delays. And so while we give a best estimate, sometimes that estimate isn't accurate enough, and people just get annoyed because this technology plays such a big part in our lives. And when you hope for something and it doesn't get there, you kind of get a sour taste in your mouth. So yes, we haven't announced it until we were ready to ship it.
Okay, so if I buy one this week, when would I get it?
I would say probably in the next couple of weeks. We are in the process of ending our financial year, and so we want to make sure that we have all of the products on the shelf for the beginning of the next financial year, which starts at the beginning of July. So yes, the products are rolling off the factory. They are leaving New Zealand, and you will see them in large number at the American conventions next week. And so if you place an order now, I would think we're probably looking at about a two-week delivery time.
Fantastic. And the upgrade that's available from the beginning of October?
Yeah, the Braille display transplant, that's right. We wanted to make sure that everything's running off the factory systems in terms of our new stock, and then we'll start dealing with the transplants. We will announce quite soon that people can call into their local HumanWare office, wherever they are in the world, and start booking their BrowNote in for this transplant, because one of our objectives here, and it's a challenge, is to minimize the time that you're away from your BrowNote and what we want to avoid is the idea that everybody sends their BrowNote in on a given day and we've just got piles of BrowNotes and not enough people to deal with them in a timely manner. So we're going to have a booking system, and we'll post information about this to our lists when we're ready to say more. But the idea is that you'll be given an approximate estimate as to when you should send your unit in. We'll confirm that closer to the time, and that way we're trying to manage the amount of BrowNotes trail notes that we have in at any one time to make sure we can get them back to you quickly.
This is obviously a very busy and exciting time for you, Jonathan. I really appreciate you taking time out to talk to Main Menu. Is there anything that we hadn't touched on or that's not included in the demonstration that we're about to hear that you'd like to mention?
No, I don't think so. Just to reiterate that if you're coming to the conventions next week, we will be there and we'll have user groups at both of the conventions, and you'll be able to get your hands on a machine. We'll give you a demo of how it works and take it for a spin, essentially, because I think with this combination of connectivity and functionality and efficiency, you'll be, and speed, you'll be pretty impressed with what you find.
Okay, and people wishing to find out more once they've heard the demonstration, they should go to humanware.com?
Yeah, go to humanware.com and there'll be information on the website. But additionally, feel free to call. We have numbers in Australia, New Zealand, the US, the UK and other countries. So feel free to make some inquiries. And you can also subscribe to the BrailleNote discussion list, where there is all sorts of discussion going on right now about BrailleNote Empower. And to do that, just send a blank message to brailleNote-subscribe@list.pulsedata.com. We're in the process of changing the domain, but I think it's still going to be list.pulsedata.com by the time you hear this.
Before we do let you go, just to let people know that we have teamed up, ACB Radio has teamed up with HumanWare, and during the month of July, we are offering ACB Radio listeners the opportunity to win a voice note Empower, courtesy of HumanWare. And for further information about that, we can only say at this stage, stay tuned to ACB Radio Mainstream and ACB Radio Interactive, and all will be revealed at the weekend.
It's going to be fun, actually, Dave, because I can't tell you how cool it was the first time one of the engineers brought one into me, a new version of the software, and I was able to sit there and bring up ACB Radio Mainstream, and I think Marlena was on at the time, and Marlena's dulcet tones came out of the BrailleNote speaker, and I thought, well, heck, if we've got this working so well, let's celebrate with ACB Radio by giving one of these away.
It's the Marlena power. That's what it is.
I never thought of that.
There we go. Jonathan Mosen with Human. Well, we'll see you in Las Vegas. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Dave.
Hi, this is Jonathan Mosen, and I'm going to take you on a tour now of the BrailleNote Empower, which is the next generation of BrailleNote from HumanWare. BrailleNote is the information management tool that was released in 2000 and really revolutionized the way that we as blind people do computing portably. It uses the Microsoft Windows CE operating system, but it also uses a user interface designed specifically for blind people, and in fact a lot of blind people have had a hand in the user interface, which is why BrailleNote so quickly became the market leader. BrailleNote Empower is the next generation that adds a lot of functionality, not only in this release, but also paves the way for lots of additional functionality in future releases. The first thing I'd like to do is describe some of the changes physically. The form factor is broadly the same, although the colour scheme is different. But when we look at the rear of the unit, we find quite a lot of changes in terms of connectivity. On the left is the AC adapter outlet that has always been in the BrailleNote. And then you have a panel with a number of sockets. The first tiny socket is a USB port. So this is a USB client port, similar to the one that you find in the BrailleNote PK. And you use this to connect with Microsoft ActiveSync for nice, fast USB connections. When you're connected with Microsoft ActiveSync, you can synchronize your calendar and your address list, and you can also transfer files. Slightly below the USB client port is a small slot. It's a small slot because it accommodates a small card. These cards are called secure digital cards, known in the industry as SD cards. They're about the size of a postage stamp, and at time of recording, you can get cards that hold up to a gigabyte of data. So this is an easy way for you to extend the memory capacity of the BrailleNote Empower, which incidentally is 128 megabytes of user storage anyway. And that 128 megabytes is on a physical chip, unlike some other devices, so that when the unit goes flat, even for some days, you have no danger of losing your data as a result of the unit being flat, because the data is stored on a physical chip.
But I have an SD card. It's really small, and you do have to take care not to lose these things because they're so small. And I'm going to insert my SD card with the ridgy bit on the card facing furthest away from me and downwards. And it's just going in the slot and engaging. And
SD card ready.
The Brown Odin Power says SD card ready. We'll come back to more about SD cards and things later. Next to that, we have the traditional compact flash slot that's been available since Keysoft 4.0 and the board that was introduced at that time. This can be used for additional storage, so there are many ways in which you can add storage to your Brown Odin Power, but it can also be used for a network card and other peripherals. At the moment, I have a wireless Ethernet card inserted into the slot of the Brown Odin Power. On the right of that is the serial port. That's a standard 9-pin serial port. And then to the right of that, we have two full USB ports. These USB ports are host ports, and they can be used to connect a range of devices to the Brown Odin Power, including embossers and printers, keyboards, thumb drives, floppy drives, hard drives, all kinds of things. And there are two of those ports. Next to that is the modem jack. We've retained the 56K modem in the Brown Odin Power, and then on the right is the infrared. So we've added a lot of functionality and only lost the parallel port, but that's only an indirect loss because you can connect a USB to parallel converter to one of the USB host ports, and if you still have any devices that you used with the older Brown Note that require a parallel port, you can use them through that USB to parallel converter. On the left of the unit as well, there are some changes. Closest to the keyboard, you'll find a tiny recessed button. It's deliberately recessed so that it isn't inadvertently pressed. This is the record button. Brown Odin Power supports an internal microphone. We'll demonstrate that later. And you can also connect an external microphone. Next to the record button is the headphone socket. The audio in Brown Odin Power is beautiful, and it's all in stereo. And above the headphone socket is a microphone socket where you can connect a mono external microphone of your choice. You then have the power switch, as it traditionally is, and the reset button above that. So those are the physical changes to the Brown Odin Power as compared with the regular Braille Note. Let's take a look at some of the software features that are different in Brown Odin Power. And I think the first thing we'll do is take a look at the different storage options that we have. I'm going to insert my 5GB micro drive, which is a full PC MCIA card, into the right-hand slot, which is still here, the PC MCIA slot of the M-Power. And we'll insert that now. And it will come up.
PC card ready.
There we are, PC card ready. Now, you remember, I also have the SD card inserted. So let's go to any file prompts where you can specify a drive or a folder, but we'll go to the file menu.
File manager menu.
And we'll go to the directory.
Drive, press enter for flash disk.
So let's have a look at the drives that we have.
Drive list, flash disk.
And the flash disk, as I said earlier, does have 128 megs. We can check that by pressing space with I for information.
Disk name, flash disk, 103,768,064 characters free. Disk size, 126,287,872 characters.
So that's flash a big disk. Change to have all of that extra storage. You could get up to 48 megabytes with the previous generation of Brown Note, but the default was 16. The default on Brown Note M-Power and Voice Note M-Power is 128 megabytes.
Keysoft System Disk.
The Keysoft System Disk is where HumanWare stores information relating to the program.
Network.
And here we have network. Because I'm connected currently to my wireless network, it will allow me to browse any computer, any folder, any drive that I have permission to access. And because it's my network, I can access anything. But if you're in a corporate network situation, this is particularly useful. If you're in a meeting and you're away from your desk, but you do have wireless access, you can go and look at documents that are sitting on your computer, for example, just by having your Brown Odin Power with you. So that's network. Now, it's important to note that if you're trying to follow along with this and network isn't showing up for you, it will only be visible if the network exists. And that makes sense because if the network is not connected at this point, then you won't be able to browse it anyway. So we hide that prompt from you.
PC card.
PC card. Now, if you are
familiar with the Brownode in the past, you'll note that it's now called PC card instead of storage card. This is my micro drive. Well, there are two reasons for that. Firstly, PC card is slightly more accurate and explicit, but also the letter S is now taken up by
SD card.
The SD card, which you remember I inserted earlier. I can press space with I and check how much space is free on my SD card.
Disk name, SD card. 457,883,648 characters free. Disk size, 1,013,547,008 characters. SD card.
So the SD card is great, and because I picked up a gigabyte SD card in the US for around about $70, I have that in there a lot of the time. I back up to it, and I also put a lot of podcast content in MP3 on it from my PC. I just connect with ActiveSync on the USB, or perhaps wirelessly through the Bluetooth, transfer the files over, and they all sit on this tiny SD card.
End of list.
And that's the end of the list. However, there could be more in the list if you have other devices connected. If you had a hard drive connected, a floppy drive, a thumb drive, some kind of CD drive, all through the USB ports, this is where you would find the drives. At any drive prompt, you can space through and see any device that is connected to the Brownode M-Power at any given time. Let's go back to the main menu now.
Main menu.
And show you some of the new things in QSoft 6.2. If you're familiar with QSoft, the familiar menu structure is still here. If you're not familiar with QSoft, though, and you're kind of a power user, don't be put off by the menus, because the menus are one way of interacting with information. But one of the things that the Brownode family has always prided itself on is the efficiency with which you can get to the information that you need. So if you don't require the menu system, you never need to use it. There are shortcut keys all over the place to within one or at the most two key presses get you to exactly where you need to be. Let's move through the menu and get to one of the features that has changed quite dramatically since version 6.1 of QSoft.
Word processor, planner, address list, email, internet, media center.
Now we have the media center. This used to be the media player, and when you pressed enter, it would drop you into the media player and ask you what file you wish to play. But there is quite a bit different, so we'll press enter and go into a new menu.
Media menu.
And now I'm going to press the space bar.
Media player.
And we're at the media player, which also has changed a little bit, so let's take a look.
Play media file in which folder? Press enter for general.
And at this point I'll press backspace, which, as you know, will move me up through the structure so that I can get to the drive list.
Drive. Press enter for flash disk.
In this case, because I have lots of MP3 files on another PC and because I'm connected to my network, I'm going to choose network by pressing N. So I could be out in the sun somewhere, assuming there was any, and I could be listening to files stored on my PC inside. And the audio on this is absolutely beautiful in stereo. I'm going to press N for network.
Network, please. Press enter for MP3.
And I've already set up a network place which gets me to the drive on my network that has my media files, and I called it MP3, so I can just press enter having set this up.
Play media file in which folder? Press enter for none.
And my MP3s are structured so that I'm using subdirectories, so to do this I'm going to press space with T to get into directory mode.
Play media file in which folder? Press enter for none. Play media file in which directory? Press enter for slash.
Now I can drill down
VBJ.
To my Beatles folder.
Beatles.
Yes.
Play media file in which directory? Press enter for slash VBJ slash Beatles.
That's correct, and I'll press enter to accept that.
Media file to play.
Now I can browse through some Beatles files here, and we'll try and pick one that sounds particularly good in stereo. A lot of the Beatles stuff was mixed very well in stereo with specific
list
vocals on specific
files.
Tracks.
The Beatles, A Day in the Life. Number
right,
science.
Well, that's as good as any, so I'll press enter, and A Day in the Life will come up being played from my wireless network. And I have the Brownode M-Power going through my mixer, and the audio that's coming out is absolutely superb. Now we can go to the main menu, having got our file playing.
Main menu.
And you can hear we can
work processor, planner,
move through.
Address list.
We can go and do email. We can read a book. We can work on a document. So this is good because you can have the Beatles playing in the background when you're supposed to be working. And if you're wearing good stereo headphones, no one's any the wiser.
What's also nice is that you can use enter with dots 1-3 to turn the volume down.
Email.
And that is only affecting the media volume.
Internet.
It's not affecting the speech. And we can press space with dots 4-6 to turn it back up again.
Main menu.
A new feature that we've introduced, because that was available in Keysoft 6.0 for the PK, but a new feature we've introduced is that you can now pause the audio from anywhere in Keysoft. So let's go into the email menu.
Email menu.
Now, I'm in the email menu.
Write an email.
Let's say that something's come up, I need to concentrate. I can just press enter with X. And the reason for it being X is that enter with dots 4-6 will turn the volume up, enter with dots 1-3 will turn it down, so enter with dots 1-3 and 4-6 together would naturally pause it. We can press enter with X again, and it's back. And you can do that from anywhere in Keysoft. We can press backspace and enter with M, and now we're back in the media player. And we can press space with E to stop it.
Media file to play.
And now we're back at the media file to play prompt. So, you can also use keyword to build playlists in the media player. So you can now play a long sequence of files if you wish. Let's go back to the media menu.
Exit media menu.
Because there are other things that we can play with too.
Media player. Record a memo.
Record a memo. The whole concept of memos is new to Brownode Empower. There is, as we mentioned, an external microphone socket in the left-hand side, just above the headphone socket and closest to the power switch. That is a mono socket, and it will take any standard microphone that's available at Radio Shack and Tandy and similar such places. There's also an internal microphone. And before we go into the record a memo feature, let's go one step further.
Playback memos. Setup options.
That's two steps further, because we'll look at setup options and find out how much configurability there is over this feature.
Media setup menu. Select folder for memos.
Here we can specify where the memos are going to be stored. By default, they'll be stored on your Brownode Empower flash disk in the My Memos folder.
Recording options.
Recording options allow us to specify a range of parameters to do with the recording. Let's take a look.
Recording options setup list. Default input source, currently internal microphone.
So the default input source is the internal microphone. If you have an external microphone, perhaps through a microphone headset attached to the Brownode, you would want to change this. The external microphones will generally give better quality recordings.
Sampling frequency, currently 44.1 kHz, high quality.
This is not the default. I've changed this. The default is 22 kHz, which is medium quality. And that may well be ample for most situations, unless you're a real audio nut.
Bit depth, currently 16 bits, high quality.
If you're not sure about these settings, remember, the famous Keysoft context-sensitive help is still around in Brownode Empower, so we can press space with H and get something meaningful.
16 bits per sample gives a higher quality recording with a larger dynamic range and less noise. However, it uses twice as much storage space as 8 bits. For 8 bits, low quality, press L. For 16 bits, high quality, press H. Then to complete your entry, press Enter. To move forward or back through the list without changing values, press Space or press Backspace. To exit the list and return to the Media Setup menu, press Space with E. Bit depth, currently 16 bits, high quality.
I like the high quality, and I don't mind it taking a little bit of extra disk space, so we'll leave it at that.
Record button input source. Currently internal microphone.
So you can have a different input source for the record button, which is on the left-hand side of the Brownode Empower. That way you can perhaps have it set up so that if you go to the media menu, you can use the external microphone and the internal microphone by pressing the record button.
Respond to the record button when the power switch is off. Currently no.
This is a nice feature. If you enable this, then when the Brownode Empower is switched off, and you're in a situation where you might need to do a quick recording, you don't need to worry about turning the unit back on, just hit the record button and it's off. We have this off by default so that you don't inadvertently press the record button and drain your battery and fill up your flash disk when you're not meaning to.
Internal microphone recording level, Currently 15.
You can set levels here, so it's not just an automatic gain control. You've got full control over levels, which means you can get some very nice recordings.
External microphone recording level, currently 25. End of list.
So that's the recording setup. Let's exit out a couple of levels.
Exit media setup menu. Exit media menu.
And we're back at the media menu, because what I want to do now is make a recording. We'll press R from the media menu.
Start recording using internal microphone.
And at this point, we can make a test recording. That's important the first time you use the Brown Odeon Power, so that you can set an appropriate level. Let's press T to make a test recording. I'm now making a test recording. That beep tells me that I'm recording, and I can press T again to stop the test. Now I can press P to play back the test. Now, that's barely audible, as you can hear, so I need to make some serious adjustments to my levels.
Using internal microphone.
I did that deliberately to show you how much power there is over the levels, but let's press space with dot 6 at this prompt.
31.5 dB.
And this is now turning the volume up, the recording level up for the currently selected microphone. Space with dot 3 will turn it down.
33.dB, 34.5 dB, 36.dB.
So it's turning it up by 1.5 dB every time.
37.5 dB, 39.
And it goes all the way
46,
up to
51, 52.5 dB.
I'll just set it to about 49.5, and now we can press T again to make another test. Now we're recording again on the Empower's built-in microphone, and I suspect it will be considerably louder now. So I press T again to stop the test, and now press P to play the test back. Now we're recording again on the Empower's built-in microphone, and I suspect it will be considerably louder now.
Start recording using internal microphone.
So that's fine. Now at this point I can press Enter or Y to actually start recording, or I can go to the main menu.
Main menu.
I can be anywhere in Keysoft. I suddenly get the urge to record something. I can just press and hold for about a second the record button on the left of the Empower. And that beep tells us that we are recording. And hello, hello! We are recording using the built-in microphone of the Brownode Empower. And the audio quality, especially when you set it to CD quality, if you don't mind it chewing through a bit of disk space, is really quite good. Essentially, at this high quality level, 1 minute of audio is going to take 5 megabytes of disk space. So you do have to be just a little bit careful about that. I'm going to press and hold the record button until we hear the tone to stop recording. And we have now stopped recording. As you saw when we moved through the Media Center menu, you can play back a memo. And when you choose that option, you get the date and time that each memo was recorded. So in general, it's fairly easy to select the memo that you want. But here's a scenario. Let's say that you're somewhere where somebody is giving you an important piece of information. It's a telephone number or an email address or something, and it just isn't convenient for you to write it down. Maybe you're at a cocktail party or something, and you've got a glass in one hand, and you've got your Brownode Empower over your shoulder, because if you're like me, you never leave home without it anyway. But somebody's giving you some information, and you have to get it down. You can use the voice memo feature to record that. Then you want to enter that information in the appropriate application in your Brownode Empower when you get home. If it's an email address or a telephone number, it's probably going to go in your address list. If it's some sort of information about a meeting, you'd want to put it in your planner. Wouldn't it be nice if there was a hotkey that allowed you to play back the most recently recorded memo from anywhere in Keysoft, so that when you're at just the right field, at just the right prompt in the application, you can press a key and it will immediately start playing back and you can take down the dictation? Well, we have that, and that hotkey from anywhere is Enter with M, and that will play the last memo that you recorded. If I press Enter with M now, it will play back what we just recorded. And that beep tells us that we are recording, and hello, hello! We are recording using the built-in microphone of the Brownode Empower. And the audio quality, especially when you set it to CD quality, if you don't mind it chewing through a bit of disk space, is really quite good. Essentially, at this high-quality level, 1 minute of audio is going to take 5 megabytes of disk space. So you do have to be just a little bit careful about that. I'm going to press and hold the record button until we hear the tone to stop recording. and that is our recording. When you plug an internal mic of good quality in here, you can get absolutely superb recordings. So if you're a blind person and you're getting into this new phase of audio blogging and podcasting that everybody's doing, the Brownode Empower is ideal because you can record onto an SD card or whatever and then upload the contents directly, or perhaps you could copy it to your PC and do some editing afterwards. So that's the voice memo feature in Brownode Empower. The web browser in Brownode just keeps getting better and better. There is some handling now of pop-up windows in Brownode Empower, and also it's nice and fast. What I'm going to do now to demonstrate some of the new features and something really big that I'm sure people have been waiting for a long time that we're delivering on, we'll go to the NewsGator mobile site. NewsGator is a service that I subscribe to that allows me to use RSS feeds on my Brownode Empower. RSS is a way of subscribing to content, and a lot of big websites are now offering this, such as the BBC, the New York Times, CNN, the Los Angeles Times, Washington Post, The Guardian, you name it. And you can have this information sent to somewhere convenient, one location, so you don't have to go to a myriad of websites. NewsGator Online Services is very accessible with Brownode Empower. I'm going to press Enter and Backspace with I together to get to the web browser. That's a command you can press from anywhere.
Address, press Enter for www.humanware.com/eweb.
That's the default homepage, but I can just press space to go into my favorites now.
List of favorites in my favorites folder.
And choose N for NewsGator.
NewsGatorMobile.url.
And we'll press enter.
Connect using which configuration? Press enter for home wireless.
I'm on my home wireless network at present, so I will press enter to accept that default.
Please wait.
And it's now going on to the web page. I can see
NewsGatorMobile.
Yeah, it's loaded that already. And I have a list of RSS feeds that I've subscribed to. One of the nice things about the Brownode web browser, KeyWeb, is that you don't have to go into any special mode to enter a list of links. I can just press the letter N to get down to find NPR, which is what I'm looking for.
New stock CB NPR programs, all things considered, 8.
Here's NPR programs, All Things Considered, and it tells me that there are 8 new stories from All Things Considered since I last looked. I'll press Enter to take a look at what those stories are.
Link. NewsGator mobile feed. U.N. SNN fear Sudan refugees stories. Iraqi political players wary of central rule. Stem cell debate hits close to Oman Phil.
I'm just moving by pressing the space bar to move from link to link, and we'll have a look at the stem cell story. I'll press Enter.
Link. Please wait.
Now it's going to the NPR site, and I can see progress on the Braille display as the web page from NPR is loading. They tend to be quite large pages with lots of links, and it's just bringing that page up at the moment.
NPR stem cell debate fits close to Oman Hill.
Now I know that there is a listen link, because all of these news stories from NPR do have a listen link, so I can just press the letter L to get to listen.
Listen to this story.
And now press Enter.
Linking. Loading media.
And the Brownode Empower is saying loading media. And please wait, as on the Braille display I can see a
NPR
progress indicator.
Close to Oman Hill.
And the web,
much of the talk in Washington this
the web browser is now back for further action, and it's streaming the story.
That got held up. But one bill did win approval of the House of Representatives, despite the threat of a presidential veto.
So streaming is here in the Brownode Empower.
Embryonic stem cell research.
Again, like the other aspects of the media player, we can go ahead and browse the web and do other tasks while we listen to the stream of our choice.
NPR's Julie Rovner has this look back on the debate.
Well, press backspace and enter with X. Sorry, that should be just enter with X to stop the stream, and now we can press enter with X again to resume it. There's a little
Republican
bit of breakup on the connection, and we'll go back into the media player, and I can see with the really cool little progress indicator on the Braille display that we're probably about, I would say, just under a third of the way through the story. We can check exactly how we're going with this. Right, so I was about right. We're about a third of the way through the story. I'll press space with E to stop this.
No chance of getting a vote unless leaders needed something from them.
Media file to
and now we can go back to the web browser. So that is NPR. That's the Windows Media Format, and there are many, many stream organizations now using the Windows Media Format. One of the things that was very important to us is that we did provide full support for ACB Radio, because by default, the Windows Media Player that comes with Windows CE will not stream MP3. And one of the big advantages of the fact that we have so much control over the user interface when we do something like the Brownode Empower is that we can make changes that specifically benefit blind people. We didn't want to release a product that didn't work with a service so popular in the blind community as ACB Radio. So we have modified things to do that. If we go to the ACB Radio website now, I'll press Enter with O for open.
Address. Press Enter for www.npr.org/templates/.
And it's giving us the address of the NPR page that we were on, but I can just go and type www.acbradio.org and now press Enter. And it's going to load the ACB Radio website, and we are indeed pleased waiting. We've got a progress indicator on the brow display, which is making steady progress, and the ACB Radio website will come up in just a matter of a couple of seconds more.
Radio connecting the blind community.
Let's go to ACB Radio Interactive.
International Match Racing Championship for Blind People underway.
So I pressed I.
Iceland beckons blind adventurer.
And I again.
Interactive.
And there's the link that I want, interactive.
Linking.
And I pressed Enter.
Please wait.
And the ACB
Radio Interactive.
Interactive page came up nice and quickly. And I'm assuming that the links still start with L for listen.
Link to us. Let us know what you think. Listen to App Radio Interactive's broadband stream with Windows Media Player 7 or higher. Listen to App Radio Interactive's broadband stream with Winamp or compatible MP3 player.
That's the link you want to use for the Brownode Empower. So we'll press Enter.
Linking. Please wait.
Maybe they'll add Brownode Empower to the links.
Loading media.
It blew my mind and I'm in so deep.
App Radio Interactive.
And I can't sleep.
And that's ACB Radio Interactive coming through nice and clearly. And right now, I'm recording this on a Sunday afternoon. It's playing Mike G's Countdown.
She broke my heart, but I love her just the same.
Now remember, we can go to the main menu. This is a nice loud piece of music, so we can turn the volume down. Enter with dots 1-3. And now it's down in the background a bit more.
Main menu.
So we can hear the speech perfectly.
Main word processor planner.
And we can go ahead and get on with our tasks while we listen to ACB Radio Interactive or similar. So
media,
that is the streaming
manual.
Media support. At this point, it supports Windows Media and MP3. It does not, at this point, support Real Media, and we are continuing to dialogue with Real Networks about that. One thing I should say as well is that it's nice to get a collection of radio stations. There are places that you can go, such as mikesradioworld.com and billsparks.org, that collect links, direct links that launch streams. And so you can go to these sites and find stations that you want to listen to and add them to your Brownode Empower. We've made that easier to add the actual listen links with a new feature. So currently I'm still over.
Listen.
Listen to ACB Radio Interactive's broadband stream with Winamp or compatible MP3 player. So I'm going to now go to the favorites menu by pressing Enter with lower F.
Favorites menu.
And there's something new here.
Add current page to favorites. Create favorite from current link.
Create favorite from current link. So what we can do is add the actual listen link to your favorites. So we'll press Enter.
Favorite name.
And I'll just call it ACB Radio Interactive, and I have to type in computer braille here, interactive, and press Enter.
Saved.
Now, I'm going to the main menu.
Menu.
I can press Enter and backspace with I.
Address.
And just move through my favorites.
@radiointeractive.url.
There's acbradiointeractive.url, so I'll press Enter on that.
Connect using which configuration? Press Enter for home wireless.
Yes, I want to connect using the home wireless. And it's now going straight to the listen link. And it's back.
Fell in love with me. Fell in love with me.
So So that is an easy way to add radio stations, and you could quite easily get a collection of lots of radio stations, put them in a special folder, and then you can just use your Brownode MPower as a virtual tuner and tune around the internet to different internet radio stations that you want, completely bypassing having to go to the web page and finding just the right link for the radio station that you want. Well, it's fast becoming an all-wireless world, and with an optional wireless card, of course, there's wireless support. We introduced that with the Brownote PK. We made it available to all Brownote users through Keysoft 6.1, and wireless continues to be supported in Keysoft 6.2 and the Brownote MPower. Bear in mind that in Windows CE 4.2, the only encryption for wireless that is supported is Wired Equivalent Privacy, WEP. The other standard, WPA, is not supported by the operating system, which is why we're unable to support it either. However, WEP does give you encryption and makes your connections secure. So you can go to a hotspot, you can go to a wireless network on campus, a corporate wireless network, or of course have total mobility and freedom around your home if you install a wireless access point for your computers, your network at home. We have a built-in Bluetooth receiver in Brownote MPower. Bluetooth, people often ask me, what's the difference between wireless and Bluetooth? Wireless Wi-Fi is generally used for communicating with a network. It replaces cabling your computer to a hub or some form of network to get access to other computers. You can use Bluetooth for that too, but generally Bluetooth is used for short-range communication, generally between two distinct devices. For example, you could use Bluetooth to work with a QWERTY Bluetooth keyboard, such as the very popular Think Outside Stowaway keyboard. You could use it to use your cell phone as a modem, so that you could access the internet pretty much from anywhere that you've got cellular coverage. You might use it to connect to ActiveSync using virtual serial ports. So there are all sorts of things that you can use Bluetooth for. Let's demonstrate it. We'll go to the Options menu.
Options menu.
And then the Connectivity menu.
Connectivity menu.
The first thing we have,
create a new dial-up or LAN connection,
will be familiar to 6.1 and 6.0 customers.
Active connection details. Bluetooth.
And here we have Bluetooth. Let's press enter on that.
Bluetooth on. Currently no.
Well, the first thing we need to do is turn Bluetooth on. It is a good idea to turn it off when you're not using it, only because it is a receiver and it may drain a little battery. So let's turn it on.
Starting Bluetooth, please wait.
And the Bluetooth receiver in Brownote MPower is now being activated.
Search for devices.
Yeah, we do want to search for devices, but before we do, we need to make sure that there's a device for Brownote MPower to find. I'm going to demonstrate Bluetooth by working with my Nokia 6600. So I'm going to press key 1, which I've assigned to Bluetooth, on the phone. And Bluetooth is off, so I'm going to turn it on by pressing select. Now Bluetooth is on, and of course it's also important that the phone is set to be discoverable, which means that you're in Symbian, that setting is called my phone's visibility shown to all. Often on a PC it's called discoverability. Whatever it is, you need to be advertising the presence of your Bluetooth device so that the Brownode MPower can see it when it searches for devices. Having got that set up,
searching for Bluetooth devices, please wait.
I have answered Y to the question about search for Bluetooth devices, and it's now doing a scan and looking for what Bluetooth devices it can find. So we'll just wait for that scan to complete.
List of Bluetooth devices.
Let's see what we have.
Jonathan Mosen.
And there's my cell phone, which is given the very boring name, Jonathan Mosen. We'll press enter.
List of services for Jonathan Mosen.
Now it's showing us the services that this phone is displaying.
ActiveSync. Modem. Object exchange. Unsupported. Printer.
So Bluetooth printing is supported in Brownote MPower, by the way.
And a list of
I want to
modem.
Use my phone as a modem, so we'll press enter.
Pair with Jonathan Mosen and activate modem.
Now the process of pairing is essentially giving the two devices permission to talk to one another. To do that, we need to enter a common passphrase on both devices. So yes, I do want this pairing process to go ahead, so I'll answer Y.
Authentication code.
I'm going to enter a four-digit code, it can be longer, on the Brownode MPower and press enter. Now my cell phone is saying passcode for Mosen, so I'm going to press the same code on the cell phone.
Modem active.
and now it's saying modem active. So we are ready to go. I'm going to go back to the main menu now.
Main menu.
And take the wireless card out of the back.
Network card removed.
The Brownode M-Power comes with a nice carrying case, which is nice because I can just pop that wireless card away safely in the pocket. And now, we don't have the wireless card in, so we'll go back to the web.
Address, press enter for www.humanware.com/tweb.
And in this case, I'm just going to go to google.com and press enter.
Connect using which configuration?
Now I'm going to move through
Homewire,
the various options I have.
Humanware USA, Summerfield, Sun.
I've got lots of connections for places I've been.
Mobile.
And here is one called mobile, which is for my mobile phone. I'll press enter on this.
Dialing.
And it's dialing. If you haven't set the Brownode as being an authorized device, then your phone will ask you permission for this activity to take place.
Please wait.
But I have mine set as authorized. You can actually hear the interference of the cell phone coming through the electronics here. And now, Google will be loading using my cell phone. It will be slow because I've just got GPRS, which is only about a 53K connection. But here we are. We have Google on the Braille display.
Images. GRPHE. News. More. Advanced search.
Let's go to
Preferences.
Preferences, just to prove that this is working. We'll press enter on that.
Please wait.
And
Preferences.
Preferences is loaded. So it's not too bad in terms of speed. If I go back to my NewsGator site.
Address, list of newsgatermobile.url.
And press enter. It's now loading that page using my mobile phone.
NewsGator Mobile.
And that is NewsGator Mobile loaded up. So we're now surfing the web using the cell phone, and as long as I've got cell phone coverage, I've got internet access, which is just fantastic. So that's Bluetooth, and it can work with a wide range of devices. So not only is there a lot in here in terms of the streaming, the much better audio, the USB, the SD support, all of that good stuff, but this Brownode M-Power really is the next generation, and we're releasing the hardware quite quickly now that it's ready, but it gives us a foundation on which there are all sorts of really exciting software initiatives about to happen. So jump on board. And the really exciting thing about Brownode M-Power is that if you are an existing Brownode user, then it is going to be possible within around 3 months of the release of Brownode M-Power for existing Brownode users to get a Brownode M-Power. Essentially, every single component other than the Braille display is being replaced. And Humanware's decided to offer an upgrade path because we appreciate that the Braille display is, in fact, a fairly expensive item. It's the single most expensive item in a device like this. So why ask you to buy a new machine if you've got a perfectly good Braille display that we can build around? And so you can go ahead and get your Braille notes upgraded to Brownode M-Power. You get everything new except the Braille display, and we ship it back to you. And so that's hopefully a cost-effective way, or the most cost-effective way possible, for existing customers to jump on board the excitement of Brownode M-Power, which will serve Brownode customers for the next few years. So I hope you've enjoyed this. If you want to find out more information about Brownode M-Power, visit Humanware on the web at www.humanware.com.
That's it from Main Menu this week. Thanks very much for listening. We're taking a break. I'm taking a slightly extended break, and I'll be back at the end of July. Main Menu will be in the capable hands of Jeff Bishop until then. And don't forget, of course, there'll be no program next week as we're at convention. Do tune in. Programming starts on ACB Radio Mainstream this coming Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Pacific. That's 9:30 p.m. Eastern. And we'll be bringing you play-by-play coverage of the 44th General Convention of ACB. I'm Dave Williams, and on behalf of all the Main Menu team, look after yourself and bye for now.